connected.
Wow. Holy shit, holy... Have you guys seen the Pacific Rim trailer?
Is that a porno? Rim show?
Dude, it is better than that. You need to fucking watch that shit.
Is it that Band of Brothers stuff?
No. 1,000 times better. You cannot possibly comprehend in your tiny little pea-sized brain...
I thought you were going to say wiener. I'm disappointed.
No, well, that too. Also pea-sized, but... I'm just... You gotta fucking watch that. Watch that. Watch that. Watch that. So fucking good. You want me to give you... I'll give you a link if you need a link.
Okay. I better be fucking bamboozled, Wallow, dude.
Dude, trust me, you will
be
like...
You let me down.
No, 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 no. Okay, this is a big link. Oh, God. Oh, that's really loud. Okay, I'm just putting it in chat. Putting it in chat.
Okay.
Bam, there we go. Check that out.
Oh, you weren't kidding. That is a big link. Guillermo de Toro.
Yeah, I don't think that's how you pronounce his name, but, you know, no big deal.
Is that a... Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
This
oh,
isn't
yeah.
a Godzilla movie, is it?
Better. Better. Way better. Just wait for it. Wait till you see it. You will shit your fucking pants.
Oh, is it a sequel to Cloverfield?
No, better. Watch the
Megalodon.
Fucking Link TV. Are you watching it?
I'm watching it.
Okay, sorry.
Gamera.
Wrong. Better.
Mutiny both.
I almost just spit out my pop.
Is that Yu-Gi-Oh?
Did you just say, is that Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah.
It's not fucking Yu-Gi-Oh.
Who's this friggin' Power Rangers?
This is fucking, like, Evangelion.
Evangelion?
Yeah, however you say it.
The End Genesis Evangelion?
Mm.
Hey, it's the chick from Portal.
Is it?
Sounds like it.
You still watching it?
Nah.
What do you mean, meh?
You are a worthless little shit, you know that?
That looks fucking amazing!
looks like something that belongs on Sci-Fi at 8 p.m. on Friday.
What the fuck did you just say?
You heard me, boy.
You don't think that looks fucking good? What do you think looks good?
My little pea-sized penis looks better than that.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What the fuck is wrong with you? All right, Danny boy, I think the Vin Diesel friendship agreement needs a replacement.
I mean, it's, you know,
yeah, we need to get you two stupid fucks out of here. How about that shit? How about you learn what quality cinema is, then come back and we have this conversation again?
All right, see you later then.
All right. Good luck with life.
I don't need luck. I got YouTube money.
Great, so do I, technically.
No, you don't. Couldn't pay a quarterly fucking tax payment of mine in a whole year with your YouTube money.
I could, too.
Mm-mm-mm.
I gambled it on the Powerball.
I'm going to guess you didn't get the 100 mil.
What? 100 mil? What? What are we talking about?
You said Powerball.
Wait, I don't know what it's at right now. Is that what it's at? 100 million?
That's what it was. Someone won it already.
God,
two people won
it.
God
damn it. I was hoping. I was hoping that would be me.
Nope.
Do you guys have a few minutes to chit-chat? Then I'll record this and throw it up on my website.
Sure.
Why did you should have started when you showed us that worthless fucking trailer?
Maybe I did start when I showed you that worthless fucking trailer, although I want to edit that section out, because I don't want you guys to be publicly embarrassed for not liking the world's greatest trailer.
So did you ever see that fucking martial arts flick where they invade the 30-story apartment building?
Hmm? Oh, are you talking about the one with Ong Bak?
I don't think it was Ong Bak. I mean, it had Ong Bak people in it and Ong Bak moves, but not.
You're talking about like Asian people or Ong Bak?
The Asian people.
It had Ong Bak people in it.
Ong Bakians.
He has his own fucking race now.
Elephant drink from water!
Oh, he did. Yeah, he tied like elephant tusks to his arms and used those to attack people. You're not even fucking around with that.
I saw some of that.
Yeah.
And like, didn't he fight like a horse or something?
Fighting horses is normal over there.
Or like
Thailand.
A giant. It was like a giant man, but it was something.
A giant man? I went from a horse to a giant man.
I could have swore there was animals.
A centaur.
Like there's a huge dude.
giant man horse.
Like the dude was like an American guy, right? Like he's the only American guy. He's a huge guy. And then Ong Bak beats him up. But I thought there was animals that he. Like an elephant runs in and they.
No, that's the story of the movie. Is they like some like smuggling ring stole a village's elephant and they sent Ong Bak to go get it back.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, well, you don't watch Ong Bak for the story.
Well, I also don't consider quality mixed martial arts fighting to have the first round take place against human contestants, and the second round to take place at the fucking zoo.
What's wrong with that?
Nature has competitors.
Yeah, let's see if you can do your elephant drinks from water technique on a raging gorilla. Hmm? You ever think about that?
No,
the gladiators fought animals.
Yeah, that's true. They did.
There you go.
We should bring that back. Have a bonus round. The next UFC on Fox should be.
Dude, I'm telling you, with the prison so overcrowded, like they should just have them do gladiator fights.
Well, Nate Diaz obviously didn't stand a chance against Benson Henderson. You may as well throw a gorilla in there, I think.
I know. What the fuck was with that toothpick thing?
I didn't do that. How did that get this toothpick? That's magic trick. It was never
Dude,
there.
I want somebody to wipe that dumbass fucking smarmy toothpick shit-eating grin off his face so bad.
Didn't he be, like, fined, like, $100,000 for bringing a foreign object into the octagon?
What's his name? That Egyptian guy asked him, whoever his name is.
You guy who does all the interviews?
Yeah.
Is he Egyptian?
I think so.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
There we go, Hawani.
Yeah, there you go, Hawani. He asked him, he's like, so is there going to be, like, a fine or what's going to go on? And Dana White's like, said probably not. Because it's a first time for that to happen, so it'll set a precedent, and it can't happen again. And if it happens again, there'll be a fine. But I always had people like tweeting me like he fought with a toothpick in his mouth. And I thought there was some like dumb fuck meme that had popped up regarding Bendo.
And maybe they were referring to Nate Diaz as the toothpick.
Yeah. No, they were actually referring to the fact that he had a fucking toothpick in his mouth.
I know.
Like, what the fuck? How do you get away with that? How is that even possible? How does a corner man take a look at you and be like, okay, gloves, good, Vaseline, toothpick, yep, you're good, get out there.
The corner man could have been like Razor Ramon, but like, oh yeah, three quarter.
Razor Ramon. Maybe
oh,
that was...
Awesome, let me put one back in your mouth, man.
Well, you want to be bad?
You're not like Razor Ramon? Do you put this in your mouth?
Is he fucking Mexican?
He's Cuban.
It was something like that.
Okay.
He's Cuban. See all the chicas? They like what I'm dishing out. Yeah, yo.
Now he's changed to Russian.
I can't do the Cuban accent.
I got the idea. So, last night, I briefly held the top spot on the Dishonored Challenge.
Yeah, and I saw a comment that was completely demeaning the 2 hours you spent doing that garbage. It's like, yeah, why don't you check the leaderboards again there, jackass?
Yeah, I was going to congratulate you, but I figured somebody with skill probably picked up the game afterwards.
Well, I shouldn't have live-streamed it. I'm assuming it was somebody in my live stream was watching me do it and was like, oh, okay, I'll go do this. Thanks for showing me what's up.
Yeah, look at that. Well, all the dudes taking all the credit. Oh, look at me. I can push the strategy. Everyone can copy me now.
So, like, when you get the score, did you, like, you know, throw your headphones off and get on your knees? And you're like, yeah! Tear your shirt off like that chick in the soccer game.
Just, well, I was more imagining, like, the tennis stuff. They get on their knees and they're like, both fucking hands out.
As you got closer and closer, when you're clicking, you're grunting, you're just like,
exactly. It felt really good at the time, and I've got a screenshot. So, as far as I'm concerned, first one there, I win.
Good for you, Wally.
Oh, really? There wasn't enough. The leaderboard was completely clean.
No, well, whatever. The first one that mattered that was there.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah, it matter now.
I'm sure the dude who got bumped on the second, you know, 20 minutes ago, is like, I'm the one that matters.
Just wait till he finds out Walnut is from living in Oklahoma. Oh, he's in Oklahoma. Who gives a shit? It doesn't matter.
What did you just say?
You heard me. Did I stutter?
Look at this guy. He's doing it. He's going to go out there and freaking wrangle a horse. Freaking. All he can do is play video games all day.
Well, I can wrangle a fucking horse if I had to.
Is there horses that run around out there?
Yeah, wild fucking horses. They're in my backyard right now.
Figure.
Nibbling away at my Cat 5 cable that's buried in the backyard.
Guess we know where Walter gets all of his meat from. Those horses last a long time.
You see Wally chasing one down, like, just latched onto it, like one of those, like, nurser sharks, you know, like a little parasite thing that hangs off the side.
Okay, number one, those aren't nurser sharks. Those
whatever,
are,
you know,
remoras, I believe.
Remoras, yeah.
Oh,
nurser sharks
God.
Are actual sharks. I get it, I get it.
Those goddamn nerd bombers.
Sorry there, friggin', yeah.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Hey, what's wrong with Bill Nye?
Nothing's wrong with Bill Nye except you just fucking slammed me for differentiating between a shark.
Well, Bill
and a little
Nye
cleaning
is a lot more awesome than you are.
How is Bill Nye more awesome than I am, huh?
Do you have your own TV show?
Yeah, my own YouTube channel. Better than my own TV show.
They show educational Waldo Dude videos in first through fourth grade.
I put out educational Waldo Dude videos when I talk about how terrible COD is. Bam, what else have you got for me?
It's like some children, some of you are going to grow up to have potential, and some of you are going to grow into this.
What? You're talking about this as in like...
So well,
and then like a picture of your face flashes up on the screen. And then, you know, one of the kids just, like, explodes with urine and just freaking floods the seat.
I don't want to be a Call of Duty player when I grow up.
What does Waldo Dude mean? What kind of name is Waldo?
Are you talking about, like, he explodes, like, a urine explosion?
Like,
his body turns into urine?
No.
He's just so
like
frightened
when I was in, like,
what the future looks like.
Oh, he pisses himself.
It's terrifying, yeah. I remember when I was in, like, second grade, and this chick, like, exploded in her chair, and there's piss everywhere. Like, it was traumatizing.
For her or for you?
For both of us.
How were you traumatized by a girl having the single worst day of her entire life?
Because I would never think about her the same again, and I'm like, wow, dude, like, you changed everything. That's deep.
What was she doing that caused her to explode that way?
I don't know, she was probably just, you know, she's probably checking me out, I don't know, you know, freaking...
Was so revolted that she lost control of her bodily functions.
She was like, damn!
She was like, damn! Ooh.
Dude, I remember, like, when I was in kindergarten, we were all sitting Indian style to, like, you know, you get this really super thin rug, and it's on the, like, the hard floor, and we're, you know, reading story time. And so we're all gathering around, and dude, man, I caught a fart. And the thing is, like, that carpet's so thin that it doesn't, like, you know, mask it at all, so it bounces right off the floor, so it's like, bah! And then everybody's still in, like, an Indian style sitting, and, like, they're scooching away. I was like a lonely boy.
Oh, it's the carpet's fault, though.
Yeah.
Well, like,
yeah,
passing gas in public.
You know, the other day when I was at work, I was walking around, and fucking security guy thought he could get away with it. I know it was him. Goddamn hallway just smelled of shit. Like somebody turded on the goddamn floor. There was no... I mean, it's fucking... It's
isn't
late.
It a realistic possibility for someone to turn on the floor where you work?
No, yeah. Well, they would turn on the units. The units are locked up, so they can't leave. It's a realistic possibility.
Oh, yeah, you work in a prison. I forgot.
More or less. But they... Anyway, it was not okay. So,
well, man got to pass gas, and you got to pass gas. What's wrong with that?
He can do it down some other fucking hallway, not down the hallway that connects to the unit that I work on.
That would probably be my motivation to do it in that hallway. Like, I know that fucking douchebag's gonna be walking down here.
Oh, I'm sure it was a malicious fart.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking get him. This one. Yo,
you fucking smell that beef, man. You fucking smell that McRib. You tell me how it smells.
Put a little extra steak on that one.
That is disgusting.
That's called extra pickles, extra onions.
Okay, so I have to say something else, because I have a lot of people asking me about this. Are you guys going to get Chivalry?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
God damn it, we already talked about this.
I thought I said if we want to get something going together, then we'll go do it.
Well, yeah, I think we should. I was live streaming the other day, and I had no idea that I guess it's as popular as it is. But I swear to Christ, I had half the people on the live stream join up in the round, and it was absolute fucking pandemonium and mayhem. It was so much fun.
Yeah, I've seen some gameplay of it, and it's pretty much just, what, like 24v24 hacking each other's arms off with claymore swords.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. Really good. It's really good. It's pretty simple. Nothing to take fucking too seriously, but...
I did watch a guy get shot in the face with an arrow, and then the guy just ran forward even faster and chopped off his arms.
Yeah, you can chop off arms, you can chop off heads. I took several guys' heads off last night. The crowning apex climax of the night was when I had one of my subs walk up to me, and he started taunting me. And while he's, like, in the middle of his, like, you know, action or whatever that he's doing, he can't move. And I walked off, and I was using this big fucking 200-pound goddamn mallet, and I took his goddamn head right off his shoulders.
With a mallet?
Yeah, I ripped it off. It was so awesome.
Are you sure you didn't Gallagher it?
It was hard to tell because there wasn't much left, but I don't think I Gallaghered it. It's on the floor somewhere.
So, like... Can you, like, grief a dude, like, you know, cut his legs off and then he's, like, you know, dragging himself around and you cut his hands off and he's...
No, like... not like that. If you cut somebody's arm off, it's usually the death move, I believe.
I was under the impression anything that touches you in that game kills you.
Yeah, that's basically the case. Somebody's throwing axe took my head off last night. That was a first for me.
Maybe you shouldn't try to catch it with your teeth, huh?
I thought I was trying to get the timing down. Okay, 1,000, 2,000. Kind of like LaRusso when he catches a fly in the chopsticks.
Oh,
slightly
wow.
More advanced tactic. Catching a throwing axe in my teeth. Oh, I love it, I love it. Oh.
Damn, I'm sure I could check it out.
Only $25, so it is a fairly cheap game.
They're both It and War of the Roses came out, and War of the Roses, I've played both of them. I don't recommend War of the Roses. War of the Roses was actually more fun during the beta because they just tried to make it too complicated with, like, different armor, and then, like, different armor gives, like, different sets and resistances, like different types of blows that then reflect the type of weapons that you use.
They deviated from the Call of Duty formula? What?
Well, it's just not fun. Like, all you want to do, like a game like this, melee combat is just a chaotic clusterfuck. It's why it's not done often. I mean, like, any 2v1 is just horrifically deadly. And, anyway, so it's not done very often. And they just made it too complicated. The combat is just not fun. It's, you have to, like, wind up your swings and... Anyway, I don't know. I like the way that Chivalry does it. It's far more enjoyable. You just get
mindless
in there.
Mindless button mashing and hope that you take off someone's head?
No, it's not mindless button mashing. They did the blocking stuff better than... The blocks, when you go to blocks, are like... kind of like it is in Dishonored. I don't know if you've played that.
Nope.
But when you go to block, you only block for a certain amount of time. It's a very, very short window, so you can't repeatedly block.
So it's more of a parry?
Yeah, pretty much. And then you've got different types of swings. You have to like aim the block at the swing coming in, which can be really hard to do. And the maps have really fun objectives. That's the other place that really crushed War of the Roses. So like, you play it every time. So it's two sides. It's just like red versus blue, basically, right? And So last night, like the first one we did was just a straight up fucking gladiator duel. Best of seven rounds wins. It was one side versus the other, and in the center of the arena was like this fucking Sarlacc pit, like out of Star Wars, that you can fall into. And on either side are like these spinning columns of like flame that shoots out of them, and it's just like straight up gladiator match. The next match that we did after that was like the first, like they'll go in stages. So the first stage of that match was like the red guys had to invade the town, kill the peasants, and light the buildings on fire. If they do that in time, then it goes on to the next section where they have to move the siege machine in and then batter down the walls of the keep. And if they do that in time, then the third and final stage is where the top player on the blue team is transformed into the king. And he's like this like harder, more powerful, stronger, more life, whatever character. And like everyone on the team has to protect the king, and then the entire other team is trying to kill the king. Yeah. That's like an example of what you have to do, and the rounds are long.
What happens when the king decides to go Rambo?
He did last night, and he was absolutely gangbanged and destroyed, and we lost.
That's about right.
Yeah, he ran out there and was just fucking Zerg swarmed, and it was terrible. It was absolutely brutal. Not fit for younger viewers.
Well, he got first place. He can do what he wants.
Well, I think the guy that was in first place left, so it went to a guy that wasn't first place originally, and a complete idiot. So, yeah.
Luckily, you won't be taking that game too seriously then, huh?
I'm sure there's people out there that are going to be taking it to the MLG level. I don't know if I'll be one of them.
Esports is up and coming, gotta cash in.
Esports is such a fucking joke.
Well, works for League of Legends.
That's very true, it does. Which I also think is a fucking joke of a game, but...
Man, I could not get into that game. I know people that freaking just play the shit out of that game.
Yeah, good like money Bruce. Playing that game. Not good money for me, I'm terrible at it.
I'm one of those dudes
you did pretty
that, like...
well. You put... Bruce, how many hours did you put into League of Legends?
It was one of those things I played while I was rendering, and then when I got tired of it, I moved on to Mass Effect 3.
Well, you put a fuck ton of hours into it. You got pretty decent at it.
Yeah. I don't care to play it.
Xin Zhao?
No.
The challenge of that game, though, is... I mean, it's knowing all the classes, basically. It's all knowledge. It's... knowing what their builds are, looking at their builds, building a build to get around those builds, working as a team, last hitting. It's like fucking everything I hate in the video game all wrapped into one big pile of shit.
Yeah, that's what I was giving this site
big
for like a reference.
Big pile of shit that you won't be cashing in on, buddy.
It's funny because those videos that I've actually done are some of the more successful videos I put out.
What is it? It's the most fucking popular PC game right now, isn't it? If not one of the most popular games out, period.
It supposedly has the most... I don't remember how many active... Let me see if I can...
Last I saw, it was like at 14, 15 million, I think.
I was going to say it was 13 million. It says 32 million active players.
Oh, that must be including China, then.
Yeah, that's fucking incredible. As big as StarCraft in Korea. Players log over 1 billion hours a month.
Oh.
That is absolutely incredible. It's the most played video game.
I think it's funny because Call of Duty, the recent one, is added in that league play, and I think to try and cash in on the esports craze, and I think it fell flat on its face.
Well, how... do people even play? I know they did with COD4 back in the day. I mean,
Would you want to play Call of Duty competitively?
I think it's completely ridiculous, and I don't know how you would.
I tried watching an MLG match back in Call of Duty 4. It was search and destroy, and it was down to one guy on each side, and the enemy team planted, and this one guy was on the other side of the fucking map and just kind of sat there for the duration of the timer, trying to, I don't know, like, bait him out or something.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm sure it would be a lot of fun to watch. A lot of fun to participate in.
Oh yeah. And then I watched a Modern Warfare 2 MLG match, and the commentator was skipping through all the different player views, and they were all immobile, head glitching, sitting in obscure corners and all that sort of fun stuff. It looked pretty intense, actually.
Basically all the stuff that everyone does in Bubs anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. What can you do? No, League of Legends.
That's what the game demands. What can you do?
What are you saying, DB?
I thought Search and Destroy is like the lamest of all COD friggin' modes. And I don't know why I freaking took off. I mean, I remember stuff like way back when, you know, I was in that old
squad.
From
Counter-Strike stuff. Yeah. That round-based thing.
But Counter-Strike didn't have fucking kill streaks and head glitching and all that other fucking bullshit.
This is true.
Which is what made it a lot
but
more
Counter-Strike
fun.
Counter-Strike is old, it's lame, it's on PC, so it's worthless.
Well, it is definitely fucking old. Although I haven't played the new CS that came, I don't know what was new or what any better about it, but haven't played the new ones.
I'm sure it has its dedicated fan base that'll defend it to the death.
Why can't they swap the fucking barrels out with just something that you can't perfectly head glitch behind? I don't understand
that. It's just the way the cameras work in that game, because what you see on your screen is actually like the very tippy top of your head, and for some reason it's impossible to.
But why not make it? But that was intention. But the barrels are intentionally put in to be that perfect height. Why not put something in? You know, like one of the biggest differences between COD and Battlefield or any of the older games, right? The Counter-Strike, mm-hmm. whatever it is. There is no fucking scenery. There is no environmental object that is anywhere close to being, you know, the approximate height for you to, like, kneel or walk behind and have just your gun pointing out or something like that.
So, at least in those games, if someone killed you, you could at least see their gun.
Yeah, you saw it. If you died, you knew who fucking shot you. You don't need a kill cam to show who killed you because you know who killed you. I mean, that's why kill cams came into the play, because it's like, how the fuck did I just die? I'll never know. And then you see some guy like who respawned on top of your head or fucking killed you from some barrel or a bouncing bed or whatever. All this shit, because you don't even know how you've died in the game. That's why kill cams came out, which is sad. But how many times did you need a kill cam? How many times did you feel you needed a kill cam?
Well, the kill cam was in Battlefield 42, if you remember.
What are you talking about? You're talking about, like, just...
Well, no, it wasn't really a kill cam, but it would show you where the guy was.
Yeah, kind of zoomed up, right, and then aimed at the person.
Yeah, it was like you would fade away from your corpse and then like zoom in towards the sniper camping in a bush or whatever.
Oh no, maybe you're right.
Yeah, and it's like, always been there.
It would fix on them because as they would move around, like it would stay with them, I believe, until they died. And if not, then it just kept going, I think.
Yeah. Because you'd show, like, the guy moving around.
Yeah, that most people turned off because it really wasn't necessary, but it was definitely there.
Maybe I had it turned off. I vaguely remember. I caught it centered around, like, my own dead body or something. But
yeah, that's what it is if you turn the option off. But if the option's on, it'll, you know, like, if you get killed by a sniper on Battle Axe with that option turned on, it'll show you exactly where he is.
I think I ended up turning it off because this is so funny.
Well, everyone turned it off because it was fucking stupid and it didn't need to be there.
Well, right, but it also didn't work oftentimes. Like, it would show you his feet or something. It was really stupid. So you turned it off. You had a better chance of seeing who killed you or wherever it was from just from your own body than going to his kill cam. It was easier to see. I think that was why.
Well, speaking of 42, it went free to play on Origin.
Yeah, I've had about a billion and one requests to play that. There's actually some dude who's putting up playthrough. Oh my god, I almost had
a single player playthrough?
No, he's playing multiplayer, and he's calling it a Let's Play. He's just completely fucking retarded. I don't know why he's calling a multiplayer game a Let's Play. It doesn't make any sense, but he's like, this is Ghazala, and this is me shooting a tank. And he's like...
So when you want to kill a tank, you want to definitely switch to the engineer class and start throwing landmines like fucking discus.
And you don't want to ever enter a tank if you're not an engineer, because you have no ability to repair it.
That's basically the style of what he was going with. I would have loved to have played against him back in the day. He was the kind of dudes we saw at the LAN. Like, he shot my tank twice and it blew up. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. How was he doing it? Was he hacking? We must have been hacking. There's only one way he could have done it.
I tried to take off. If I played Battle Axe in the first 5 seconds and I got blown up by a fucking Panzer tank. What the fuck? How is that possible?
I know, really?
I'll get West blocked out of my position.
Do they really want us playing again, going back in there and fucking wesping out the fucking BF-109s or whatever it is? And
I think what they want to see is spawn camping on Kursk, clearing out servers.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
And then getting kicked from the server for it.
I got kicked from a fucking LAN for it.
Spawn BO.
No, it wasn't my BO. That was what everyone was told. Mm-hmm. And Spun was the closest one that came to be kicking out for anything like that at all, but it was mainly the porn that he kept getting in trouble for. Will you quit trading porn over here? I'm sorry! Like the third time. What did I fucking say? Get your ass out of here! Luckily, it was like the last day. I don't remember what happened with it, but...
You must be in hog heaven, because you can watch porn on those smartphones now.
Oh, yeah, he must love that shit. You see him sitting on the bus, like he's over in the, like he's got his legs turned to the corner, like sitting in the, you know, the seat next to the window. Just, oh,
oh. 450 pounds of love and ecstasy.
Wait, Spun?
Yeah, you know, looking at something on his phone.
Oh, I thought you were saying that he's a big dude. He's not too big of a dude,
no.
Is he?
No, I mean, I don't think so.
Weed.
He's a stoner, isn't he? They're always pretty light.
Yeah, he likes to send me pictures of the pot plants he grows in his closet.
Yeah, like every 6 months it'll be like, dude, check this thing out.
Yeah, it's so fucking random. Waldo, dude, get a load of this.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the f... I haven't... Yeah,
just bizarre. He was inspired by Breaking Bad and decided to make his own little empire, hmm?
Last time I talked to him, he had like an apartment just for the plant.
Yeah. He had his grow up in it. Like you said, completely self-sustaining apartment. That way, if it goes down, there's no connection to it.
Yeah. I mean, forget the fact that he has to actually go there, but you know, I'm sure he probably spends every other day there.
This is the same guy I remember. So we were at that LAN. We went back the next year, and he played Battlefield Vietnam, right? And Spun was like this terrible fucking chopper pilot, but the one thing he figured out to do that no one else had seen before was a way to, like, he turned up his sensitivity real high. And if you get the helicopter going in circles, I remember telling you about this, DB, over, like, the landing pad that repairs it, you could, like, spin it on its nose real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like... He couldn't fly for shit, but he could do that like it was nobody's business.
And what the fuck is the application of
this? There isn't one. It just I don't know.
Hey, I remember I can't remember what team it was, but they actually had a guy, you know, he's able to cap flags like that with a Huey. But the remedy was to put down a mortar and just freaking mortar his ass out of the sky because the odds were good of you hitting him because he's, you know, such a tight turn radius.
Well, I could swing in and, you know, cap a flag or whatever and land there or do whatever, but...
This was like
those flags had obnoxiously huge cap radiuses, too, so you could just do low circle strafing.
Yeah, there really wasn't a... I don't know. I was talking to some guys the other day. They asked... I was put out some videos on the COD stuff talking about it, and, like, people are just arguing all about different sorts of things that may or may not make a whole lot of sense to me, but... Talk about, like, I'm not talking about skill, I'm talking about usefulness, and what does it mean to be an MVP, or, I don't know, all sorts of goofy shit. But I was trying to explain to them, like, they're asking whether or not I'm talking about competitive or pub play, but it comes back as what we were talking about earlier with the MLG thing, but there's no such thing as competitive play for COD, and no such thing as KD doesn't fucking matter when you get into match play.
Battles, you're fucking worthless.
Meh. There's no such thing. Like, who the fuck? That's why MLG is so silly and so goofy, because it's, well, it's taking a game seriously. It's not meant to be taken seriously. It's like MLG fucking chivalry. I'm sure you could do that if you wanted to. Well, why would you bother?
MLG is a waste of time. If you're going to put that much time in the games, you may as well just stick to YouTube.
Well, that's exactly how I feel. You get more money. You get to have more fun. You get more of an open schedule. You're not as much of a douchebag.
No, we need to play Battlefield 8 hours a day, scrim twice, 4 hours every night, and then match day for 2 hours every week for the next 8 months. We win the finals. Gonna live, eat, breathe Battlefield. How it works.
That is what it takes to win and do well, though.
I'm just saying.
I was telling him how, like, the MVP actually brought up DB. I told him, like, the MVP on one match. I was trying to say how different competitive versus pub play was. And how DB's goal that one match was just to sit there and throw fucking grenades, right?
You talking about Stalingrad?
Yeah, for 30 minutes.
Okay.
Just sat there. And I would give the MVP to probably DB for... Because the most significant impact that it had was... You know, there's those 3 points, and he held off the middle point essentially single-handedly for most of the match until something happened. And
well, Danny Boy's ability to aim at a designated point and mash left-click button like it's nobody's business is unparalleled, huh?
I'm just saying. It was still brutally effective. His KD sucks.
Well, that's how that fucking map degenerated into. Nate spam fest.
But a lot of the stuff that I would call MVPs, though, people that could be MVPs might have the worst KD ever. Like when we fought in that in one of the world championship matches, that guy from some European team wasn't a great pilot, so all he did was take his fucking plane and kamikaze it into our helicopters the whole time. And it was brutally effective.
Wow.
Brutally effective. Just fucking slammed it into the plane or the helis again and again and again and again. And so we always had one helicopter up. Very, very, very frustrating. Worked awesomely well. I mean, he had the worst fucking KD there. He was like negative 45 by the time the game was over. But we had no heli. So we had one heli up the whole time. And they had two, so chances are they're going to take down another one or whatever. So super, super effective. There's one thing
like
that
those
40...
planes were any good anyway, so it's pretty brilliant strategy.
Yeah. Got a bunch of garbage, other than the napalming plane.
I don't know. I got pretty good with that. I got pretty good with that plane. You had to get them. You couldn't. Yeah, you had to drop all the bombs at once. But especially if you got them down to 1 or 2 points, you could get in some pretty nasty spawn camping with it. That was more pub style stuff. I don't know if I would have been able to do that well. Matches, but yeah, it's basically just a transport. But anyway, so we're just talking about a bunch of that stuff. Long story short, we should play Chivalry.
We can argue who MVP is.
So we can argue about who took off more fucking heads at the end of the round.
No,
if
I
didn't cut off that guy's arm, you would have got killed, and then you cut off those four guys' heads at once. I'm fucking MVP.
No, what'll happen is, especially like, well, we'll do some live stream stuff eventually, but what'll happen is, yeah, I mean, whoever gets fucking gangbanged, whoever gets tag teamed will be the one to lose. We have to be on the same side, otherwise it'll just be game over.
Yeah.
I
think we should probably check out that Battlefield shit just to see it. I mean, what the fuck?
Remember
we went back?
Wait, now you
want to
play
later?
Battlefield?
No, I'm just saying at some point we should at least try it. It shouldn't be something to be just dismissed.
Well, the reason why we don't play it now or 8 years ago is just because of the Punkbuster thing. That hasn't changed as far as I know.
Oh, I thought they got rid of that shit.
I don't know. Why would they get rid of it?
There's those a different like delivery method now.
Well, we always have admins on our server, but I don't think we can monitor those cheaters. We let those scum in. Even for 1 second, our server is tainted. Just can't do it.
I haven't seen that EA thing. Like, I'm assuming it would have been, you know, had been like Steam with some sort of VAC.
Oh, yeah, I don't
know.
This is
EA we're talking about. Do you really think they'd add something new? Besides, Battlefield 3 has its own huge problem with hackers, I've read. Rampant problem.
Anything on PC usually does. It's just how the PC shit goes. I mean,
it's like the Battlefield 3 hacks are like so in depth that like it has like a little meter that will tell you like how on target someone is for shooting at you.
Mm-hmm.
And So it's like anytime you like someone starts aiming at you, you know it. You just like pop behind like a mountain or like a crate or something, and they won't be able to get you. Oh, and plus the aimbots and map hacks and wall hacks and all that fun stuff.
Battlefield 3 is fucking ass.
Don't you say that one, friend. You just say that because you're terrible at it.
You remember in 42, people, we went up against those guys who actually admitted that they were using hacks, and it didn't matter. It didn't matter that they were using hacks because they didn't have aimbots, I guess, but...
Couldn't make an aimbot for that game.
Yeah, I don't think you could. But even with the ability to see through walls and all sorts of stuff like that, it didn't matter because they weren't using angles as effectively and their aim wasn't as good, etc., etc. Their strafing wasn't as good, and so they still got their shit pushed in. Like, it didn't even fucking matter that they were using hacks.
Hacking would only matter if you were a pilot for the no-fog stuff.
I was going to say, the only thing that mattered was that, and I think that was eventually worked around or something, but... Yeah, I think that was the most devastating one. And even that didn't matter because the final strategy in Battlefield, as we all know, was just to destroy all the vehicles and just keep them down. And
remember, I said spawn timers.
Yep, pretty much it.